Sagt der Heilige Mishna weiter, Masechtes Avais, Perik Hei, Mishna Yud Gimel, Arba Midas Bin, Nais Ne Tzedakah. There are four levels of people who give Tzedakah. And we're going to see some of these people don't give Tzedakah at all, but we're talking about it in terms of what we would expect of people. Number one, HaRetzah Sheyitein, there's one who wants to give, but V'la Yitnu Acher, he doesn't want others to give. Einoi Ra B'shal Acher. Here's what's called a bad eye in regard to others. See, this person knows when you give tzedakah, you get rich, and he doesn't want others to become rich. Then you have those that yitnu acherim, he wants others to give, but vahula yitain, he doesn't want to give. Einai ra b'shalai, he has this evil eye in regard to himself. Number three, yitain, he wants to give, the yitnu acherim, he wants others to give, he's a chassid. And then, lo yitain v'lo yitnu acherim, he doesn't want to give. He doesn't want others to give Rasha. He's just a wicked person. There is a famous story by the tzaddik of Yonasan Eibeshitz. When he was a young man, he had a chavrusa. And this chavrusa was a little hot-headed. The galach in town built a huge church in a steeple right across the street from the Beis HaMedrash. In such a way, he designed it bedafka that when the bell of the church rang, nobody in the Beis HaMedrash was able to learn. It literally shook the Beis HaMedrash. The svarim came flying off the wall. You know, we're in Galus. But Rabbi Yonasan Eibeshitz's chavrusa forgot that he's in Galus. He ran up and ripped off the bell. In those days, you have to realize what that meant. It was a terrible thing to do. He put the entire town into sakan. He was arrested. And he was sentenced to be burnt at the stake the next morning. Rabbi Yonasan Eibeshitz wanted to redeem him. He ran around to all the people of the town. And they said, what, we should redeem him? There could be a pogrom. He put the entire town into sakana. He doesn't realize we're in Galus. You can't do such things. Rabbi Yonasan Eibeshitz was so upset that the people weren't willing to help him that he went and he took all of the money that his father-in-law had set aside for him to be able to learn for many years, and he brought it to one of the night watchmen. But on his way, as he was bringing the money, the people got together and said, okay, what could we do? Rabbi Yonasan was so upset, he said, too late, you missed your chance. After he gave away the money, Rabbi Yonasan said, what am I going to tell my wife? Her father gave away all this money. He should be able to sit and learn for many years. Now he can't learn. He has no parnasa anymore. He was mamish scared to go home. But his wife sent him a message. Don't worry, we have all the money. It seems this night watchman came running and said, here, hold the money for me before they catch me. And he tried running away. And as they chased him, he fell over a bridge into the water. Rabbi Yonasan was very upset that this happened. Terribly upset that the whole thing turned out this way. Indeed, his friend escaped, but he didn't want this to happen. So he made what's called a Shailas Chalom. You ask a question in a dream. A tzaddik knows how to do that. To write a question, you get the answer in a dream. And the answer was, you know why they threw the mitzvah back at you? And why this happened? Because when you came running with the money to redeem him, and the people said, okay, we changed our mind, we want to help you, you were angry at them. You said, no, too late. And that was wrong. You don't grab the whole mitzvah for yourself, even though you were upset that at first they gave you such a psak. You should have let them join you with the mitzvah.